You're listening to Auraville Radio. My name's Matthew, and with me in the studio this morning at this ungodly hour of 9:45. Terrible. You know, 3 p.m. on a Saturday, that's a more civilised time for a radio show. But never mind. In the studio with me today, we've got Archana, Bee and Hejong. And tell us, what's got you so excited that you wanted to come to the studio this morning?
There's a revolution happening in Auraville.
Okay.
The economy, we are, after 40 years, something very exciting is happening. And we're so happy to be here to talk about it. And my name is Bee. And I've been trying for more than 40 years to change the economy of Auraville toward its ideals, instead of debit capitalism, which we are heavily mired at the moment. And, you know, the world is changing, and we have a pandemic, and the Auraville itself is wrapped in red tape. If anybody looked at the Auraville Today monthly newsletter, you will see a picture of the town hall wrapped in red tape. And three Auravillians, three of my contemporaries from the early days, are lamenting how bad things are with rules and regulations and the lack of community spirit. So we have come up with this thing. I say we. Right next to me is Hejong, and her daughter is in Munich working with us online all the time, day and night, to somehow manifest a phone app that we can use for the economy. And we also brought with us Archana, who is our most faithful and dedicated user, who has outperformed everybody in the app so far. So she is here to tell you her experience. And we will let Hejong just say a few words about how things got started and the connection with Korea.
Yeah.
Because Hejong is part of the Korean Pavilion team. And this, we received really an inspiration from Korea that was fantastic, and also some help to do a research grant. So Hejong will give you a little of that background so you know where we're coming from and the whole idea of changing the global economy and the secret of it.
Okay. Hi, Hejong.
Hi. I think Bee can explain better than me about this.
No, Hejong, you see, was right there in Korea talking to the man. We were talking about a man called Professor Cho, who is from the Science Walden Center in Korea, and it's a famous technical university. And they do extraordinary projects. And one of them, funded by the government of Korea, is to come up with a new economy. And what they did was they based their economy on, of all things, poop. So this is feces standard money, which is actually a registered term that you can Google and find out about Professor Cho and this concept. This is an extraordinarily great metaphor, because everybody on Earth, whatever your race, color, creed, or age, or anything, is pooping in the morning. And this poop is a valuable resource that is very much wasted and very much underutilized, except in a few cultures where they're wise enough to, you know, grow their food with it and things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that he took as the standard for money. And he invented a very high-tech toilet in which you poop in that toilet. The toilet converts your poop into methane gas, which can be used for cooking, to run diesel engines. It's a tremendous energy source. And compost. So that compost, of course, can be used as fertilizer. So you have A real transformation happening there. And when you sit on this toilet, your phone receives a credit, a virtual credit for that contribution.
Okay.
That credit is actual currency. It can be traded for goods and services. And they have set up in their university area a system where people use the toilet, they get the credits, and those credits, they can go into the coffee shop and get a cup of coffee or a scoop of ice cream, or things like that. But it hasn't gone global yet. Otherwise,
not yet.
All of you would have noticed.
So we're talking about seeing value in things which most people didn't value before. I guess we're even redefining the whole concepts of value. So that's what's happening in Korea. But in Oroville, we don't have any of these magic toilets. But what you have been able to achieve is the idea of a universal currency, a universal income, I suppose, in an alternative currency, which has been allied to B's old project of the Aura. So can one of you tell me how does this currency function in Oroville? How does it work?
So at the moment, we don't have this, high-tech toilet.
Yeah.
So our team took it as the human pool and this toilet as a metaphor for or underutilized resources in the society. So we have this idea, if we can circulate all our, or utilize the all underutilized resources we already have.
Yeah.
And then help each other and then care each other. And then it can create a lot of economical values and contribute, economic value, create values and then contribute to the Oroville. So we came up with the CBI concept. CBI concept is a circular basic income. So it's a little bit different from the UBI classical way. UBI is a top-down, and then it needs also the fund to distribute. But the CBI is just, what we already have. So we don't need to produce more. We don't need to have a special fund for distribute to the people.
Okay, we don't need a big subsidy to make this economy work because we already have what we need.
Right.
So we tweaked, this UBI concept to the CBI concept. This is our, it's a new approach.
Tell them what CBI is again, because I don't know if everybody.
The CBI is for this circular basic income concept.
Okay.
But this C, could be also interpreted in a many different way, So like we say the community credit, and also for the care economy. So this,
Yeah, and what we use also, the slogan we use for the Aura is value we create. It's the value we create as a community. And people don't realize that they can create their own value. They don't need these government certificates called money, which are soon to become worthless as they are failing. I mean, they eventually have to fail because of the system. So we're getting ready for the new world. The better normal is going to come. So this is a step. This is a conscious step toward that goal. Mm-hmm. And, it looks like a very small thing, but it is a very big thing. And we start the future. We don't start the future someday. You start the future today. And that's what we're trying to do in Oroville.
Okay. So we're talking about a phone app. It's an app that works on a smartphone.
Yes.
And so basically you get an income every day. Absolutely regardless of who you are, what your status is, anything, everyone gets the same income every day. So if I've got my income that comes in onto my phone, then how can I use it?
Okay, let Archana tell you what she does with her. She gets her 12 auras every day. Tell us what happens to those 12 auras.
Before that, to avoid the confusion. So here in Oroville, we approach from the community credit as a community credit, not income. It can be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
like as a real money. When you say CB, you know, so the circular basic income and the income, oh, it's like, you know, the money distribution. It's not like that. It is community credit.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not, you know, equivalent to any, you know, so national currencies. It cannot exchange.
Right. So it's solely it doesn't state. Have a rupee yeah. value.
Yes.
At
it doesn't
all.
Have a money values.
Yeah.
It has economic values though.
Yeah. So, yeah, so. Archana, what do you do? How do you use your auras?
For me, it has been an interesting journey, and it has been very short till now. It's been almost a month that I joined Aura.
Yeah.
And what I do is I have been actually meeting more people and knowing. So I have engaged by offering my own service, by offering, you know, like the food that I cook, or the extra food food workshops that I do. And I've also gone and interacted with people by exchanging auras, as I've played games with somebody, offered games, so I've gone and played games. It was very interesting for me to go to Hae Jong's place, and where she was offering a Korean meal, and I with that auras I went and had a family meal with her. So it has given me an interesting way to kind of interact and engage.
Okay, now that's very interesting, because when we think in terms of money, the flow of money is going, you know, one way. It's what can I spend my money on? But if you noticed, the first thing Archana said is what she could give. And I think that this is the starting point. And then this is the fundamental difference of the Aura project and this idea of community wealth.
Exactly.
Is that we all look at it as what we can give. And, you know, any spiritual teacher worth his sandals has said, as soon as you give, that's when you truly receive.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
But I must mention that initially when I started engaging with Aura, it was like, you know, I was going and saying, okay, I want this. So that's like a natural tendency, you know. And then you break away from that and it's also, I feel, in receiving, you also then start thinking that how can I give back?
Yeah.
So it can be both ways.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Maybe we should explain that on the app itself, the system is where you register, firstly register yourself to join, and you have a profile, and the history of your transactions, everything is there. It's a transparent system that hopefully nobody can mess around with very much. But you post your offerings, any service, any item, anything. It's open to your imagination and your creativity, and you also post your needs. So basically, you have two sets of ways to look at it. You have what you are offering and what other people need.
Okay.
So you can mix and match according to your own situation, and so can everybody else. So this creates a kind of community thing. And because in Auraville, we have this tendency to group. And the older people have set up their systems, but a newcomer comes, they don't know how to function even in Auraville. But this app, they're immediately at the same table with everybody. So
right.
Everybody in Auraville has access to everything that's in the Aura app. And
okay.
So, and it's not difficult to use. Anybody who has ever used WhatsApp or any of these things has the necessary skills. But
yeah.
We also should say that the app is not perfect yet. It's still we still have some little bugs we're working out.
Yeah.
And but it basically does work, and we've been we have about 130 people using it right now.
140.
So it just went up the last couple of days. And this thing has, you know, the possibility of exponential growth. But we are keeping it to the community now. Because there are outside people, employees of Auraville and other people who would like to use it, and they've been a little upset that they can't jump in, but they can't because we have to get it going first.
Right.
And we have to get it going among the people that we know and that are part of Auraville. So we have a way to, we have some security, some privacy to start with. Later, we can develop systems so the whole bioregion can use it. And also, the technology can be transported over to Pondicherry University, for example. They can have their own. I mean, the thing can go worldwide. Yeah. And there are groups in the world doing these similar things. And we've also have some connection with them, like the Berlin Circles and people like that. Yeah. So this is I think this is a global movement that Oroville is involved in. And it's really a powerful tool. And it calls the future, you know, that Oroville is looking for in its charter, the human unity.
Right. So, I mean, what would you say to people who said, why do we need this app? Why do we need the Aura? Why can't we just freely give the extra stuff we've got?
We definitely need a platform because, like, for example, there's, you know, in my family, there's always leftover food. And suddenly, how to reach out to people. I know that I was a part of this WhatsApp group where you post it and people will come, but I didn't see any movement there. So I kind of liked it. I put it here and then somebody approached me that I would like to come.
Right.
So in that sense, I feel it's easy because everyone is right there.
Ah. So it's, you know, it's about having some of the really good parts of social media in that you've got an absolutely immediate way of advertising, things that are up for grabs.
That's right. And also, like, for me personally, as he rightly mentioned, that I am a newcomer. So suddenly, in this short time of 1 month, I have got to know people in a very different way, you know, and people I've never met and are very up close. So in that sense, it really gives me that sense of connection, which I was looking for.
Yeah. Going back to that wonderful C word, community. This is a way of connecting people. Very often social media comes under fire for disconnecting, you know, it's fake connecting. But this is a prompt which makes you literally go and interact with someone that perhaps you wouldn't have done with otherwise.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. And you see, it has this chat feature. So you can talk to that person directly and you can decide, you know, where you're going to meet, how you're going to do things. So it is, so flexible and so open to whatever your situation is. And that's the, important part of it, that people understand that they can reach out to anybody. And also people can say no or, you know, like this, like that. You can reach this mutual agreement very quickly and very easily right on your phone, which is normally the way people are working now.
Yeah.
As you said, they're using social media, but it's only a kind of a one-way thing and it doesn't have the personal touch. Because this thing has the personal touch because we're all Orvillians or newcomers or we're all part of the whole story here. So we have a way to unite. See, and that answers the question of these old Orvillians who are saying we've lost our community spirit.
Yeah.
So this is a platform, as Archana said. You have to have an organization, some kind of organization. And this is a simple, easy one that most people can do. Even if you don't have a phone and you don't know how to use it, you have a friend who has one. And you just talk to your friend.
Okay.
So I would like to share one of my, you know, beautiful, the Aura experience.
Okay.
I told Archana and the B, but, you know, so our audience might know my stories. So one day, you know, so I went through all the offerings on the app. It was really nice, so many things. And then I found, you know, so one, the Orovillian offering, book reading.
Okay.
For the senior Orovillians. Mm-hmm. So she wrote, you know, she can come to place and then she can read a book, you know, so loud for, you know, senior Orovillians. Of course, I'm not senior Orovillian. Not yet. But I, you know, they brought me my childhood memories when I read her offerings.
Mm.
And then I wrote to her, my mom used to read a book for me when I was a child, and I really liked it. So now I'm really far, far away from my, you know, so home country. So could you come and read a book for me and then make me happy? And so she came, and then she read, you know, so my favorite book, The Little Prince. So she read for an hour, you know, sat there and then, you know, read book for me. And it was one of most beautiful moments I ever had, you know, in the whole, you know, the all of my life.
Wow.
So that experience, that this, the connection, you know, so like between her and I, you know, so it was done through the aura.
Yeah.
You know, it's like unconditional offering.
Right.
And then, you know, so the receiving. So I think that's the, you know, experience we can have through auras. And then this is the platform to give, you know, so this kind of experience to the community members.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be material things. It doesn't need to be, you know, items or, you know, so highly professional skills or, you know, so the heavy laborers. It's not. But what you are good at, and what you like, and your own creativity, you know, it's discovery of your own creativity. And then you share with other people. And then some, you know, that will be really appreciate. See where I can get, you know, so such a wonderful, you know, so person who can read book for me. And I cannot go around and, you know, so on the street and can you read book for me? It's very embarrassing, right? But there was needs deep inside, you know,
yeah.
This kind of relative needs.
Yeah.
So community members can, you know, so help each other to fulfill this kind of our, you know, so needs.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was my experience.
Yeah, Archana, did you want to say something?
I wanted to talk about how the aura, you know, it's not like you can hold aura. So, you know, hold the community credit because it depreciates. Yeah. So there's a certain amount of, if you don't engage with it, it also depreciates.
Right.
And another thing which I also understood is that the peer income. So like, you know, if you are not, if you have peers, the certain amount, it encourages a certain percentage of your aura credit should be distributed to the peers. Yeah. And the more peers you have, it's better. So it was interesting for me that people I didn't know also, I started adding them as peers. And you can also see how people engage with, you know, like, or their learning journey. Because some people who have less peers, I will get, they've added me as peers, I get one aura from them. But for me, because I have many peers, it's 0.16. So in a way, I'm gaining, not losing.
Yeah. That's very interesting, this concept of negative interest. Yeah. So it's impossible to hoard aura.
But the other part you should say also is that when you get your auras that are freely given to you every day, your 12 auras, it's three of those that need to go out. And
right.
If you don't give them to the peers are just other people in the community that are in the network that you choose for your three auras to go to. And so it runs automatically on the system. And if you don't do it, those three are gone.
Yeah.
So the system is set up to help you, to encourage your generosity, or at least to start you consciously being aware that you can care for other people. You can donate to them, too. And also the fixing of the aura. Some people were very critical. Oh, why do you have to value your services?
Yeah.
Why do you say, okay, I'll give you these 10 mangoes, but they're one aura each?
Yeah.
Why do you have to do that? Why can't you just give freely?
Mm.
The reason you, on this system, the aura is not money. You see, it is a way to do the transfer and to make the system flow. It's about a flow. So you start to understand you can value your service for one aura or 100. It's up to you. So then you have to formulate in yourself your own consciousness, your own ability to share. If you want to give something away, if you just put it for a very low amount of auras, obviously it will go fast. And some people put, very expensive machinery like a juicer or all sorts of things, or a motorbike. You can do anything. So it really opens up yourself and the receiver. So you enter into a kind of a relationship that opens you up to what's the meaning of value? Where is value? Where
yeah.
is community?
Yeah. I mean, one thing I've always thought about any concepts of alternative currency is that it can only bring about meaningful change if you can buy food with it. And what I find interesting about this period of Auroville history that we find ourselves in now is you guys have been perfecting this aura thing, and people like Krishna down on Solitude Farm has been, a real missionary for people to start their community gardens and people that have got land to start growing food. Now, if we can link these things up so that excess food goes into the aura network, then we've really got something powerful.
But it's already happening, Matthew.
Excellent.
We're already doing it.
Yeah.
So not on a big scale, but people are doing it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a bit obvious, but, when you're not using the aura, you don't pay tax. When you don't pay tax, you don't need an accountant. This is the good stuff. This is the real stuff.
That's another dimension that, we take control of our lives and we're not, caught in these webs that are very unfortunate in the world, but are also, crumbling a bit. I mean, they've served for a time, but we're in this transition period. Mm. In this transition period, people tend to be fearful and nervous and try to hold on, try to cling, rather than open up, put more out there, and then we get through in a much richer way. And it's absolutely possible.
Yeah.
So we have, it's like 160 transactions already happened. And when we see all these transactions and which sectors are more, they're active, and the more demand is there and the more, actively, running is the food section. So it was unexpected, the part. But for example, Archana is offering the Evergreen Community Lunch. Mm-hmm. So I went there and then I experienced it. It's just such a wonderful. So the community and also the lunch is now on the Aura app, and then the weekly two people can take up community lunch at the Evergreen. And the last time when we have cyclone, and then all these fallen, papayas, green papayas. Yeah. So she offered green papayas, and then I took that offer, and then Archana and we, made the papaya kimchi. So it is now in the, Aura app, and the people liked it very much.
Yeah.
And some individuals offering, their home-cooked meals, and then it was big hit. You can just, imagine you go to somebody's house, the Aurovillian's house you never met before.
Yeah.
Then they, prepared the meal with such a love. And, just have a spirit of, serving,
Yeah.
And then you experience that kind of things, and then you understand really what is this for. And then, a feeling of this being in the community.
Yeah.
So we often get, forget we are in the community because we are, somehow we lost, somewhere, in this modern world.
Yeah.
And then tendency to become very capitalistic,
Definitely.
But here you receive somebody's offering. And then, so you enjoy. And then naturally, you also feel, so you want to offer. So one of our users said, the biggest, joy in this, on this app, when she was on the app, and what I can offer is,
Yeah.
She was thinking about what I can offer. So it gave her a lot of, joyful feelings.
Excellent. So if people want to become part of the Aura platform, if they want to join, what do they do?
Well, it's quite simple because fortunately we have that app in the conventional systems, namely the Google Play Store. You just go up and download it. Or if you have an iPhone, you go to the App Store.
Yeah.
And the thing is readily available. It's free. And it's called Aura, AURA Network. So you just download that app. And then when you download it, There will be, it'll come on your screen, and there will be a sign up. And so you just go through and fill in your email and different things. Because it has another feature, they need the email, because if you go on the app and you choose somebody's offering, an email will go to them. So
right.
They know.
Yeah.
And things like that. So you just fill in the data and where's your community. And you have to put up a picture mm-hmm. of yourself. So we don't want, any anonymity or anything like that. This is a community thing. And so everything should be as transparent as possible. So that's all there. You just fill up the form. And then it goes to the admin. And Heijung is one of the admins. And then we make sure that everything is correct. And then you're in. It's a very, very quick and easy.
Great. So it only works on a phone. It wouldn't work on a computer.
Well, that's the next step.
See, okay.
We're working on the web-based platform.
Yeah.
That will come. But that will take, I think it'll take a few more months to happen. Because that's, of course, easier to use for some people because you get a bigger screen and it's easier to move around. But the phone app is, it's pretty functional at the moment.
Good. Okay. So, wrapping this up, any final comments, anything in particular that you would like to share as a sort of closing concept?
One thing I would like to share with our audience is just sign up, and enjoy, the joy of receiving.
Yeah.
First you take, the offers, whatever you like to, to receive. And then enjoy. And it's like being in abundance. Without money, we can do so much.
Yeah.
And so many things, and then we really can take care of, each other.
Mm.
So we can build care economy in Oroville.
Yeah. And what have you got to lose?
Yeah.
Jump in.
Yeah.
Jump into the Aura Network.
We only can lose our old fears and insecurities. And, it's so fulfilling for me because I've been here for a very long time. And this sort of thing, I tried to start Aura actually as a paper currency in 2011.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out, but I think it helped get some of the things going. So it feels so fulfilling that this kind of thing now can take place in Oroville and we can make some breakthroughs.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you all so much for coming in.
And we want to thank Archana for being our best user.
Yes. Archana, please make one comment.
It's interesting that when I came first to Oroville, it was in 1996. And I've been coming ever since. And what attracted me to this place was also the free store, the concept of free store. And then when I came in now, a year and a half ago, there was something called Library of Things. And it made so much sense. But it was sad to see that it went away. So for me, Aura Network is like a platform, which is online platform for free store, which also has Library of Things included in it.
Right.
So there is a sharing option also. It's not about just buying and selling or offering services. So I think it has everything that one can think of.
That's wonderful. Okay. See you soon.